This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
TMB, thank God for being outside the box. I have to say this because, you know, how would we figure out how to drink water, much less water our lawns, if it weren't for government giving us permission to actually collect rainwater and use it?
Yeah, RSB, I saw that article and it just, I didn't even know what to say. You know, Colorado finally legalizes rainwater collection. I mean, wasn't it Oregon a couple years ago that was implementing laws about, you know, they were fining people for collecting the rainwater that were trying to live off grid and so forth?
Correct. It is an amazing concept. We talk about how far we've strayed from individual liberty, the support of freedom, and those who love liberty. It's like you look at this and you go, all right, now, I'm not going to say that's a bad thing that Colorado legalized it, but really, did we need a government to legalize the collection of rainwater for use on our own property to grow food?
Well, you know, a bonus is that I heard that they were about to legalize breathing air in Colorado, too, so that's good.
Yeah.
You know, that's good. You know, it's interesting. When we lived in New Zealand, I can't say every house, but a majority of the houses down there have a rainwater collection system for rain to come off the roof and to drain right into it, and that's what they drink. I mean, that's very common down there. So it's just bizarre. I mean, it really, look, they've done studies. They've shown that up to like upwards of 95% of rainwater is lost or wasted. So it's not like we're stealing from anything that was going to be used for something else. It's just going to go into the ground. They've actually done studies in Colorado that have shown that rainwater collection actually increases aquifer and groundwater supplies. So it doesn't actually reduce, it actually improves for other people that are not using the rainwater. So the bottom line is it's all about control, right? That's really what it is. I mean, as long as people are unaware and uninformed about all these issues, the government is going to continue to just chip away at our freedoms, a little bit at a little bit. And then finally what they'll do after they've siphoned off all our freedoms, and they'll occasionally grant us a few limited ones back and say, hey, look, aren't we great? We're doing you a favor here, people. Yeah.
Now, Colorado homeowners used to face fines of up to $500 for illegally harvesting. I can't make this up.
It sounds like they're stealing someone's kidney or something.
Harvesting rainwater. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. Now, I want you to think about this, folks, in terms of elections for those of you who participate. You know, when you look at candidates, look at who wants to own you and control you and run your life? Who wants to set you free to be the best that you can be? I mean, just, you know, these little litmus thoughts I have from time to time, TMB, it's just like, it's not that difficult when it comes down to, you know, some basic concepts.
No, it's really not. But the bottom line is that today we've been reprogrammed to think that we need permission from the government to exercise our inalienable rights that we just have, okay? They're not granted to us in the Constitution. They are enumerated. But the reality is the government derives its power from us. But look, if you think you own your home, stop paying property taxes. See how long you own it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the government owns everything.
We're living in the land of so many illusions that I hesitate to say, but I don't, that they're delusions. You mentioned the Constitution. I want to mention my friend Michael Badnarik and I were hosting a Constitution class. It's coming up before you blink. It's going to be here August 13th and 14th. The 13th is the main Constitution Day that we're teaching, and that's at the Lakeside Inn in Mount Dora, Florida. And it is going to be a life-changing thing. When you get taught the Constitution in a way that you've never heard it taught, and never in high school, in college, or grade school, it becomes something that is so alive for you to recognize what it is that's great. Why do people look to America and say, you know, that's a really awesome country, as opposed to so much of what they see now that we do that has nothing to do with the Constitution or is obviously trampling upon it. So bring your kids, too. Bring your teenagers. This is the kind of stuff we need to be teaching them at home. And, of course, if schools would one day teach it properly, that would be awesome, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I wish I could come. But, you know, Robert, I will not have that Constitution opened up in my courtroom.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Don't bring that into the court here.
Don't bring that into the court. And, you know, the reality is, look, we have a government that's is just overarching totalitarian. Think they should be involved with everything. Look, if you think you own your own body, did you know that corporations and universities have patented and trademarked up to 20% of the genetic code, of human genetic code? So they're trying to own everything.
Well, yeah, it is about ownership and control. And
yeah.
The question is, what do you desire for yourself, your family, your offspring? We call that our posterity. Back when, you know, they wrote the Constitution, they had the Declaration of Independence, they wanted to secure liberty to their posterity. That meant us. The question is, have we been good stewards over this document? The document itself can't protect you, but, you know, basically living the ideals and limiting the damage that people in power could do to you. That was really what that document was designed to do.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The document was designed to keep government small. And somehow it's been flipped on its end now, and we have this huge government. And not only do we have this huge government, if you say that that the document was intended to keep government small, then you're nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But that's exactly what the whole Constitution and the Bill of Rights was, to make sure that we, the people, have the power. We grant the government the power. They get their power from us, but it's just mm-hmm. been flipped on its head now. It's been flipped on its end, and
right.
Man, I tell you, and you know, and I think it's no more, and I don't want to harp on this because we talked about it all last week with the Hillary thing, but look,
yeah.
when you have the Secretary of State who lies over and over and over and lies to the FBI. And she says she didn't send emails that were privileged, but now we know that there was 5 emails. This just came out this week. 5 emails were SAP emails. They were select access privilege, which means that they had a constantly changing alphanumeric code that she had to know that code. And the only way that she got that code is because she had security access to enter the code before she opened the email or forwarded the email. So when she says she didn't know they were classified, there was 5 of them. And this just came out. There were security access that had an alphanumeric code that changed every 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And so you bet your bottom dollar that she knew that was classified. So, but it doesn't matter. That's the thing. These bureaucrats think that they're above the law. They think they own us. They think they don't have to obey the laws. Only we do. And that's the problem. That's the biggest problem that we have today, because we have sheeple. I mean, literally, you have people that would, no matter what their candidate does, I mean, they could kill someone in public and they'll still follow them.
Yeah, it is stunning. And by the way, before we give Colorado too much credit for legalizing the collection of rainwater, Super Don, I see there's a limit on the amount of rainwater that you can collect. What is that number?
It's 110 gallons in 2 barrels.
You know,
so
what?
Really?
This is literally, it's a thing where they're trying to make themselves look good by going, okay, well, yeah, we'll let you have some of that water that falls out of the sky. And in reality, 110 gallons, I mean, I don't know this for sure myself because I don't have a farm or whatever. But the people that have these big lawns or these gardens and stuff, they're saying that 110 gallons, that's not going to get you very far.
That's nothing. That's nothing. I mean, those big 55-gallon barrels, so that's 2 of the 55-gallon barrels. Literally, you can't even water an acre with that. Not even a half acre. I used to collect the water when we lived in Dallas, when we first moved outside of Dallas to Rockwall. We collected water in those 55-gallon barrels, and we had an acre of land. That wouldn't even water our front yard. So, yeah that's just, it's window dressing. And, you know, now they're going to have enforcers to come and measure the amount. So just more government jobs created to make sure you don't have over the 110 gallons. I mean, that's just absurd.
Sorry, you have 111 gallons. That'll be a $500 fine.
Here's the solution, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in Colorado, They've legalized marijuana in Colorado. These guys that just made up this law need to quit smoking crack and go for the hemp.
Go for the hemp, exactly. Well said. You know, maybe we have some perspective there. But that also goes to show you why I believe so urgently that we have to educate on the Constitution, the foundations for liberty in this country. Because you can look at a state like Colorado that on one hand said, yes, this plant is now legal. We applaud that. That's great. But at the same time, they say, well, you can only collect 110 gallons of rainwater. It's like, no, you really don't get the Constitution and the limitations on not only the power of the federal government, but also the state constitutions, the limitations on government to intrude on the rights of the people. We the people that, you know, really is superior to the states and the federal government.
Well, I think that they're about to make it illegal to defecate because there's too many politicians that are suffering from rectal cranial inversion that would suffocate if they did that.
I just don't want to look. That is not a nice image. Not a nice image. Now, here's an interesting question. We got a couple of minutes before our first break here. Outside the Box, we do this each and every week with Ty Bollinger, The Truth About Cancer. We've written a book together. It's an expanded and updated edition. And that is called Unlock the Power to Heal. And I was giving away copies to some of our health freedom heroes at the United States Health Freedom Congress because they deserved it. And they're doing
it. Did you get that? I mailed you a box of books a month or so ago. I never even checked.
Yes,
I'm hoping it got there.
It did. And thank you so much for doing that because, like I said, I was out and about with really the people that need this information as they're going out into the world, too, to help others. And I'm just so glad that, again, we not only wrote the book and expanded it, but that we've been making it available for those who, you know, are really invested in bringing the power to heal back where it belongs.
Yeah, excellent, man. I'm glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. So where are you at now? You're up in Minnesota?
Oh, I'm in Minnesota. I've got to do some meetings. I'm going to do some silver trainings tomorrow. And I'll get back and we'll do some detox of Friday with our good buddy, Dr. Daryl Wolf. Oh, that's a good question. How's it going for our Truth About Cancer, the Natural Health Symposium?
Yeah, it's going well. We're selling some tickets. We haven't sold out yet. We are going to come out this next week. We're releasing a video that Charlene and I did just kind of explaining about the event, and that's going to go out. I think that it's going to sell out shortly after we release that video. So I would guess that we're going to have tickets left for another couple of weeks at most, and then it should be sold out.
Okay.
So, yeah, get your tickets now, because when we release that video next week to our very enormous list of subscribers with The Truth About Cancer, I think that it's going to go, they'll go quickly. We haven't really hit it. We have not really advertised it much. It's just been kind of more word of mouth. But now we're going to start, so they will sell out quickly.
By the way, I just heard that Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Andy, will be there speaking, and Del Bigtree will be there as well from the movie Vaxxed.
Yes, they will.
Super cool. All right. Super Don's he's doing it. He's doing it at a level best to keep us in check here as we go outside the box. Daniel's on the board, 866-939-BELL. If you'd like to call in, 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com for all the links. Back with more of Ty Bollinger after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
What could be better than TMB and RSB together again? If y'all got together with us out at the Truth About Cancer, the Natural Health Symposium coming up in the middle of October, I believe 14, 15, 16. Am I correct on that, TMB?
Yes, you are, sir. Yes, you are.
Yeah, and it's going to be, I mean, the biggest health conference that's really about health, not the phony ones. Like, it's never been done this big, and again, I'll urge you, we have links up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Ty and Charlene are going to be doing a video out, and once that goes out this week, it's going to sell out. So if you've even thought about going to that event, definitely get on there and sign up, thetruthaboutcancer.com. We have it linked up as well. Also,
yeah,
I
actually just finished, Robert, today. I've been working all day on the schedule of who's speaking where and what room and all that, and getting the titles for all of the lectures in here where they've been giving them to us. And so I actually know when you're speaking. Would you like to know?
I guess. Sure. Why not?
I'm not releasing that.
You're not releasing it? Oh, you dog.
So Saturday morning, the second day, I just figured this out. And this is not set in stone, but I think this is what it's going to be.
Okay.
We got the first speaker is Dr. Joe Mercola.
Mm-hmm.
And then Robert Scott Bell follows Mercola. Both of you are keynote speakers in the main auditorium before we go into breakout sessions. So you got the whole crowd listening to you, buddy, 1,500 people.
Dude, now you got me nervous. I just was as relaxed as could be, and, you know, got to follow Mercola. Good Lord.
Gotta
thanks
follow,
a lot, buddy.
Got to follow Mercola in the big room. And the big room is called the Antoine Béchamp Ballroom.
Well, for that, I can do it because Béchamp was my hero. So that's awesome. That is beautiful.
Now,
wow.
We could have put you in the Harry Hoxie Hall or the Royal Raymond Rife Room, but we decided not to.
But yeah, Béchamp's my guy. So that was perfect. I approve. 100% approval there. So
good deal. So that's when you're speaking there, buddy.
Also, yeah, I believe I'm going to be helping you guys out and introducing some and getting sessions started. So
you are. You're going to be in the Royal Raymond Rife Room most of the time, introducing speakers. And then right after your keynote on Saturday morning, there's a 30-minute break, and then you are hosting the roundtable. And at this point, we on the roundtable is Joe Mercola, Mike Adams, Dr. Boutard, Casey Krejci, Sherry Tenpenny, Jonathan Wright, Dr. Brzezinski, Dr. Quillen, Andy Wakefield, Jeffrey Smith, Dr. Daryl Wolf, Sherry Calboom, Sayer G, Dr. Robbie Mitchell, Josh Axe, Dr. Tony Jimenez, and Dr. Sunil Pai, and you are the host. And that, if that's not a who's who, I don't know what is.
Dude, you don't want me to that's so many people. How is that possible?
I'm not sure. We're going to have to sit down and figure it out.
Okay.
Before
we're going to plan that one out. That's going to be a round robin. I'm going to be sprinting around the room. Okay, we'll make it happen. We will make it happen, folks.
We're going to try to get at least a couple of questions for every person and give them a couple minutes to answer it. And it's an hour and a half roundtable, so we have some time.
All right, so question of the day comes from not a listener in this case. It comes from us and an article over at Natural News. Which is worse, the NSA or the FDA?
You want my opinion?
I do.
They're both equally bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're both bad, but they're not equally bad. They're bad in different ways. So the NSA says that they're spying on us to protect us, but they're really spying on us for, I think, some other ulterior motives. Mm-hmm. But at least, you know, in the article, it mentions that when Edward Snowden released the NSA documents that showed how much they were spying on us, they didn't deny it.
Mm-hmm.
They just attacked him for exposing our secure, you know, for making us less secure, right? For exposing our methods to fight the war on terror. That was their contention. But the FDA is worse than that, because the FDA, if you leak information about them, the leakers would be afraid that the doctors, the bureaucrats, and the health agencies and the government leaders and all that would deny the validity of the truth of the leaks, right? They would say, no, black is white, white is black, 2 and 2 does not equal 4. So they would actually deny these things. That's what I think makes the FDA worse.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, one of the things that makes the FDA worse, too, is that they hide things in plain sight. For instance, you know, that the fact that they kill 100,000 people a year with their own prescription drugs that they've approved. Well, they just put that on their website. That's just standard procedure. Nothing wrong with it. That's mm-hmm. just kind of part of, that's just par for the course. That's what we do, and people die. So I don't know. They're both bad. They're bad in different ways. I tend to think that the FDA is worse.
I share your sentiment, and this is the reason why. With the NSA, I don't think many people are under the illusion that that's a Boy Scout organization only out for protecting our state secrets, okay? With the FDA, there are a lot of folks that still believe they're actually trying to prevent dangerous drugs and foods from getting on the market. And that is what makes them more dangerous, because they have the illusion that they're here, more so than the NSA, to protect you and not hurt you or harm you.
Yeah,
all right, folks,
I agree.
We're going outside the box with Ty Bollinger, and we're going to be back and go, if we can go further outside the box, we'll find a way together. And Superdon is here as well. RobertScottBell.com. Links are up. Back after this.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 Pain Hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ty, you mentioned Antoine Bechamp, and of course, why I like Bechamp, because he was all about the law of the terrain, not the germ, right? The terrain is everything. We're learning all about the microbiome, how critical it is for immune function, digestion, endocrine function, neurological brain health, you go on, and it's just extraordinary. Now there's an article here, and this is a mainstream news article, that says healthy cancerous breast tissue have different microbiomes. So I think they're saying healthy tissue versus cancerous tissue have different microbiomes. Now, I would almost say moment of dub, but again, this is a new area for most people. to understand that the terrain that these things, these critters live in, healthy cells live in one terrain, cancerous cells live in a different terrain. Rather than thinking cancer can live anywhere, it can't, can it?
That's right. That's right. No, it can't. And this to you and I, it might seem like a moment of duh, but to be, you know, a UPI article, this is kind of groundbreaking. Because what we hear is that, you know, it doesn't matter what your internal terrain is like. Doesn't matter what you eat. Doesn't matter. All that matters is genetics, right? Cancer's genetic. You got bum luck. But now here we're realizing, you know, in these mainstream articles that the healthy tissues and the cancerous tissues have different,
microbiomes.
They have different terrain. Yeah, microbiomes. I was trying to think of another word to kind of describe what the microbiome is, but it's different internal terrain that they live in. Mm-hmm. You know, I used this example the last time that I spoke with somebody, and it really helped to clarify. You know, I used the cigarette example. I said, if you take a cigarette and you throw it down on an asphalt, it's not going to light anything. But if you throw it down in a forest that has been, you know, drought stricken, it's going to go up like crazy. And that's the difference. It's not that the cigarette's different. The cancer, you know, it's not that the exposure to germs or bacteria is different. It's not that the exposure to toxins is different. It's that the terrain is different. And if the terrain fights cancer, it doesn't matter how many cigarettes you throw on a asphalt or a concrete driveway, you're not going to catch it on fire because it's not hospitable to catching on fire. So I think that's really what we're looking at here is your body in a state that cancer likes to grow or cancer is able to grow. And the goal should be to make it, like, concrete.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Again, this is a very powerful revelation to be in a mainstream news article. I don't know that the depth that they get it and what this is going to do. Because then they'll say, hey, maybe, Ty, we can develop a drug to mimic the terrain of the healthy cell, right? It's like, hello? So you lose the insight. They gained a brilliant insight, and then they go, well, let's apply a toxic substance to make the biome better. It's like, it doesn't work that way, but their brains operate in a very deranged fashion.
Mm-hmm. They do, but, you know, I look at an article like this, and I think it's a step in the right direction for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because where there's, you know, the mainstream is starting to realize that there is something to the terrain. That there is something to it. And when we go back and we look at the law of the terrain versus the germ theory, that's really, if you take the difference in that approach, that really explains the differences in holistic versus conventional medicine today. Almost all of them. If you look at that the difference between the terrain theory and the germ theory, that is the difference between the way that we treat as Western medicine versus natural medicine. That's it.
Yeah, it is a stark difference. And, you know, sometimes we talk politically about how it doesn't seem to be a lot of differences between the candidates, and that happens a lot, but sometimes there is. And in this case, when we look at cancer holistically versus totally allopathically, it is not even close. And again, that's where we have difficulty sometimes, and over the years have difficulty sometimes reaching the folks out there that need to hear the message. It is so foreign that it's like, you know, you're talking a language that they don't understand, like you're from a different planet. When we talk about cancer not being a death sentence, when we talk about cancer not necessarily even being genetic as a primary cause, and these are the things that have been fed to them since, you know, day zero on the planet in this modern Western world. So you've done extraordinary work. We continue to do this work to kind of transform and empower folks to recognize that that power to heal is theirs, but also the power to create disease is theirs equally.
True, true. And I think that when you look at an article like this, you know, I think of my buddy Trevor. He's a doctor up in New York City that I lost touch with over the last 15, 20 years and just reconnected a couple years ago when we started doing the Quest for the Cure series. Mm-hmm. And I met up with him, and I think I told you the story, but I'll share it again because it's worth repeating. But, you know, he said, you know, Ty, I need to talk to you. I want to talk to you about what you're doing. And so the first thing I'm thinking is, man, he's going to lay into me. He's going to say, you know, you're hurting people, you're killing cancer patients, you're quack, this is quackery. You know, I was just ready for it. And then we met, and, you know, he works with cancer patients. He's a medical doctor and he treats cancer patients. He's not an oncologist per se, but he does treat cancer patients. And the first thing he says, man, I got to learn about what you're doing. I can't help my patients. He said, our whole methodology with Western medicine is screwed up. I can't help. I can't save my patients. They're dying like flies. I can't help them. So, you know, I think because of that, people are seeing that Western medicine really can't help cancer patients. Maybe we'll start to see more truth shed in articles like this.
Mm-hmm. Now, this other article from the New York Times, I'm not sure, you know, fully where it's going, But they talk about letting loose your serial killers on cancer, right? Does this mean they're actually acknowledging that the immune system has a role to play in reversing a cancerous state within the body? Or is it that they're trying to say, we will give a toxic substance that mimics what we would like to have the body do, but hey, forget the body, we got the drug?
You know, I think they're talking about the immune system. I think they're talking about the T cells, but I haven't been able to read the entire article. I did see a mentioning the T cells, and you know, when we look at the immune system, they're really the ones that hunt down the cancer cells. And it says here article, the redesigned T cells are multiplied in the laboratory, and millions or billions are put back into the bloodstream and set loose like a vast army of tumor assassins. So,
It could be a little less toxic. I'm not sure. I mean, this is an interesting concept. But they say they still call it a drug. They call it this drug is alive and can multiply once inside the body.
Well, yeah, you know what? That's the next paragraph I was reading. Yeah. They are talking about a drug.
And of course, nothing can happen when it's injected into your body and it can grow and multiply, of course. Isn't that what cancer is?
Yeah, and then the two paragraphs below, they say it's like a Frankenstein-like molecule, so I'm not liking it already.
Yeah, so as I said, the concept is sound. Right? You know, we talk about the concept of vaccination. Hey, great idea. Can we stimulate an antibody to maybe prevent a serious disease from killing you at some point in your life? Okay, the concept, not bad. The execution of it? It's like execution.
It is. It is. And the problem is because we're taking these natural substances that have an effect against cancer, or we're taking our, you know, our own immune cells, and we're trying to chemically replicate them or make them available in a way that's not natural. You know, we see this over and over, Robert. We see this with, you know, we haven't talked about this in a while, but with ephedra, right? You have this natural plant that never killed anyone. But when they extracted the molecule and patented it and put it into ephedrine, and they removed all the other natural synergistic molecules from, you know, the active ingredients from that plant, then people started dying of heart attacks. Well, you know, it's kind of the same thing. There's a reason that things are the way they are. There's a reason that our immune cells are the way that they are. There's a reason that plants and herbs are the way they are. And when Big Pharma tries to take one molecule and patent it and replicate it, it just doesn't work as well.
Yeah, and before you folks out there, again, I know our longtime listeners don't do this, but, you know, new listeners, we get them all the time. They say, you, Ty, and RSB, TMB, RSB, you guys hate science. You don't like, you know, it's like, no, it's not about that. It's about the corruption of science and the corruption of nature via the so-called science, right? I mean, this is a guy who, you know, has been working with T-cells and Naval Medical Research Institute, and I'm sure he's, like, good at what he does. But, you know, you look at this and they say, well, we began to genetically modify patients' T-cells to kill HIV, a quote-unquote, now the virus that causes AIDS. We've got a problem with that right there because there's controversy about this. If there's no test, and there isn't, to determine whether you have HIV or not, then how do you make an assumption, a statement like that? And it's like they leapt beyond, based on a belief, based on a dogma that is not validated by sound science. How do I say that? Why do I say that? Because the HIV test is cross-reactive, non-specific. It can test positive for pregnancy, for you had the flu, you just had a vaccine, you got a cold, or if they don't dilute your blood extraordinarily, because people don't realize this, but if they don't dilute your blood, 100% of HIV tests come back positive, 100%. They dilute it enough to where only a few people have a trigger of a positivity to what I don't know, but they don't know either.
Yeah, you know, I covered that in Monumental Myths. Liam Sheff covered it in Official Stories, the HIV myth. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's bizarre because whether it's HIV, whether it's cancer, you see people dying, or whether it's, I say HIV, whether it's AIDS, whether it's cancer, you see people dying, and they call it cancer. They call it AIDS deaths, but reality is a lot of people are dying from the treatments. You know, the ACT was a chemotherapy drug that was just too darn toxic, and they pulled it off the market. And then they started using it for treating people that had AIDS, which stands for acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. These people had no immune systems, and they started blitzing them with a chemo drug that was too toxic because it wiped out the immune system of cancer patients.
Exactly.
What do you think is going to happen to them when you start pumping that into them? Of course they're going to die. You know, it's kind of, it's this self-fulfilling prophecy. It's kind of like with this Zika virus. They, you know, they say that the mosquitoes carry Zika and the Zika causes microcephaly. And then they start spraying the larvicide that is known to cause microcephaly. And when it causes microcephaly, they blame it on the mosquitoes and the Zika, which has never been known to cause microcephaly until recently when they allege that it does. But the reality is it's the larvicide.
Yep, and now they're releasing genetically engineered mosquitoes in Florida to join the fight against the virus that doesn't do anything.
Yeah, and they also have a vaccine in the pipeline.
Mm-hmm. So it isn't that we don't like science or we hate science. The application of these so-called semi-scientific methods, because they're really just trying to justify what they want to do to you. And what they want to do to you is not support and reinvigorate and restore your own immune system. What they want to do is destroy it. Now, whether they claim they want to do it, or maybe some of them that are doing it don't want to do it, they're doing it. And it doesn't matter at a certain point whether they intend to do it. If the outcome is the same, it doesn't matter if it was their intention or not. I don't know if people get that. Because some people will go, oh, they mean to do it. Some people say, oh, they don't mean it. It really doesn't matter. If the outcome is the destruction of your immune system, which is the reason you have immune deficiency, obviously. The reason you have cancer, right? Can we rebuild it? Oh, no, we need Frankenstein-like drug molecules that we can patent and profit from. But not here, not now, not ever, not with TMB and RSB on the Robert Scott Bell Show Outside the Box, Wednesday.
Boom.
Bing, bang, boom. Hey, we got a question / comment of the day, and it's going to relate to one of the most absurd stories. And we would have been thrown out of school for this years ago. TMB and RSB would probably be in school prison for doing what this kid did. We're going to tell you about it after the break. Don't go anywhere.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online Degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Fusion class with Michael Badnarik. It's August 13th and 14th. That's coming up real quick. Sign up at robertscottbell.com. We'll take you right to the special events page in the show notes. American Naturopathic Medical Association, August 26th through 28th. Cancer Prevention Convention. Ty Bollinger, Robert Scott Bell, together again, September 11th, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Homeoprophylaxis, the evidence-based choice. That's October 7th through 9th, St. Pete, Florida. And then the Truth About Cancer, Natural Health Symposium, October 14th through 16th, Dallas, Texas. And you want to sign up, this week is your week to sign up. TMB, man, lots of stuff coming up.
Yeah, there is, man. And by the way, it's actually, we changed the name from the TTAC Natural Health Symposium. Now we're calling it the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium.
Ultimate Live. It sounds like a wrestling event.
Well, it is going to be a wrestling event. You're going to be wrestling Dr. McCullough. I forgot to tell you that. No, we changed it because we called it the TTAC Natural Health Symposium, and people still weren't sure what TTAC was. I mean, a lot of people recognized it. So then we said, well, we need to call it the Truth About Cancer. So we said, well, since we're changing the name, we want to change because Natural Health Symposium just sounded kind of blah.
Okay.
This is the ultimate live symposium because it is going to be streamed live. You know, every lecture will be streamed live on the internet for the whole world to see for free. So it really is. We wanted to focus on the fact that it's live.
And nice. I've just made the change in the upcoming events in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. That's how real time this show is if you're listening live.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah,
I love
how cool is that? Yeah. Now, question of the day, comment of the day. We get them coming in. I'm on the road. I can't even play the music at the moment. But this is, you know, we love hearing from our listeners. We appreciate it. And we appreciate also your patience in me getting, especially when I'm on the road. It's hard always to get to all of these. And I know there's a bunch waiting. So please be patient. We'll get to them. This one comes from Dennis Denise. I like to make fun of his name because he makes fun of me. He says, Dr. Robert, don't call me Bob Bell. Now, he was very sincere. He says, I'm sorry to hear about the passing of your friend Jerry Doyle. And I appreciate that, too, because Jerry was such a great supporter of ours, Ty. You know, every time I came on, he promoted the truth, the Unlock the Power to Heal, like,
yeah,
the best book in the world. So
grateful not only for that reason, but for a lot of reasons Jerry Doyle has missed. He says, I think it's good that neither of you, Jerry, nor Super Don, or Ty Bollinger, are attending school today in New Mexico. Maybe this is a case for Jonathan Emord. I'm sure Ty would not have called the cops if he was the teacher. What is he talking about? Federal appeals court upholds criminal charges against a 13-year-old boy for doing what in class, TMB?
I know the answer. I was trying to act like I was confused, but he passed gas. He passed gas through his mouth.
Oh, ow, that sounds worse than what he did. He just burped.
Yeah.
He burped.
He burped, yeah.
Now, have you ever burped in class to make people laugh?
Yeah, I'm sure I did when I was growing up.
Guilty. I have too. What about you, Super Don? Ever, even once, burped in class to make people laugh?
Of course.
Yeah. You're a guy.
Silly question.
I mean, what 13-year-old has not done that?
That's what guys do.
Yeah.
That's what boys do. They burp.
So I didn't know that it was an arrestable offense, but according to the story out of Albuquerque, he was disrupting the class, so they arrested him. I mean, come on. I've been sent to the principal's office for, like, being a cut-off. That's not, I'm not proud of it, but it's just, like, one of the things that'll happen. But you don't arrest a 13-year-old for burping. Come on, really?
Well, there's a New Mexico law that prohibits anyone from interfering from the education process. So apparently the burp interfered with the education process, and he probably got a good laugh out of some people. And I guarantee you the teacher got frustrated and got angry, and that's where it all came from.
Still, but, I mean, whatever happened to detention, the principal's office, stand in the corner, I don't know.
Whatever happened to just sticking a thing of soap in your mouth for a couple minutes, you know? I mean,
yeah.
How many times did you get soap in your mouth?
I will say that I didn't. I was really crafty about the way I did this. So
okay. I can imagine. Yeah, yeah. Medical condition, blood sugar.
you knew what I had. It was the Star Wars. The Force was with me. But the idea here that burping is an arrestable offense. Now, granted, again, it can be annoying. You can go too far. We've all done that. Our kid. I mean, I've had that with my son. It's like, okay, you got to figure this out. So. Well, we'll leave it at that. I'm not even going to burp. Go watch Elf if you want to see the best
burp
in the movie.
Go watch Elf and listen to Will Ferrell's 12-second burp.
Yeah. Super Don, thanks. And Daniel on the board, thank you there. And Archer Butcher with her book, Inner Guidance or Divine Birthright. Great show tonight. Thank you so much for being here. Enjoy Minnesota as well. Everybody sign up for The Truth About Cancer. It's got a new name. We'll tell you more tomorrow. In the meantime, TMB, tell them what they need to know.
They need to know that the power to heal is yours. Boom.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.